Hello and welcome to Introduction to Meteorology at the University of Hawaii at Manoa with Dr. Jennifer Griswold. This podcast series chronicles the coursework for Met 101, which is a non-major class that fulfills the general education science requirement. Today's lecture will cover the introduction of the course, the syllabus, expectations, and a brief intro to some of the topics and important recent weather events. First, I'd like to tell you a little about myself. I earned a BS in meteorology and a second BS in environmental science from Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. I then went to graduate school to pursue a PhD in Earth and Planetary Sciences at UC Santa Cruz. After I received my PhD, I went to work for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena. In all cases, I was always interested in clouds and wanted to see how clouds and air pollution interacted. I have extensive teaching experience and have taught at UCSC and at community colleges, including courses such as weather and climate, concepts of environmentalism, physical geography, and even freshman writing. I basically love teaching, and you guys are my responsibility for this semester, and I hope that I can impart some excitement and some knowledge about meteorology this semester. The syllabus and all course material are available online on my website, which is www.jenniferdsmallphd.com/met101.htm. Refer to the syllabus for lecture topics, homework assignment due dates and reading assignments, quiz dates, midterm date, final date, grading, and other class policies. For our textbook, we will be using the 6th edition of Aaron's Essentials of Meteorology, which is available at the bookstore. The 7th edition just came out, but we tried to make sure that we could get the 6th edition since it's cheaper. If you can find an even older edition that's even cheaper, go for it. The material is very similar, and you can be successful in the course with an older edition. If you ordered a book but cannot get it in time for the first homework or quiz, please see me after class and we can arrange copies for you to borrow. The reading assignments are provided on the syllabus with the intent that you read them before class. If you've already seen the material once, you'll have an even better understanding during lecture and will be able to participate and ask informed questions and add to classroom discussions. Now, let's talk about what we'll be covering in this class. What is meteorology? What's the first thing that you think of, and what jobs do you associate with the field of meteorology? Meteorology is the scientific study of the atmosphere and atmospheric phenomenon, including weather and climate. It's not just TV weather people, it's researchers for universities and colleges, places like NASA and NOAA and other facilities, as well as private companies such as AccuWeather and the Weather Channel. Aviation and insurance are also consumers of weather data and information. So it's a lot broader than you first might have thought. So why do we care about weather? Give me some reasons about why weather is important. Here's a list of general reasons why we study meteorology. First, there's daily weather. This affects how we plan our days, what we wear, if we bring an umbrella or wear a jacket. Second, we have severe weather. This causes damage, loss of life, loss of property. These events are memorable and include tornadoes and hurricanes, snowstorms, floods, thunderstorms, and much more. Finally, we have climate change. We ask how will weather and climate change in the future, and this affects quality of life, water supplies, food supplies, spread of disease. Note that the different timescales that weather and climate entail, daily, minute to minute, through long-term conditions that can go for decades to hundreds of years and thousands of years in the past. Did you know that on average, 150 people die each year in the U.S. from floods and flash floods? That's more than any other natural disaster, save catastrophic events that happen once in a while. On an average basis, more people die from floods than anything else. Can you name any other recent weather-related natural disasters in the U.S. or globally that have been in the news? Some of these include the recent snowstorms on the East Coast associated with the polar vortex, Hurricane Sandy, which devastated the east coast of the U.S. in 2012, the tornadoes that ripped through the Midwest in 2011, and Hurricane Katrina, which hit the Gulf Coast in 2005. All of these events had catastrophic devastation that hurt people, business, families, and the U.S. in general. Next, I must make mention of the fact that meteorology is inherently a mathematical science. However, this class really focuses on the processes, concepts, and vocabulary, not the mathematical foundations. The most math we do in this class is simple addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And that being said, it won't be that bad, and we won't do it often. For most of us, meteorology is something we think about every day without even realizing it. Our typical experience is through TV, print media, and the internet, or apps now on our phone. Some great resources are the National Weather Service and the UH Weather website, which I will link to on our class website. The topics we'll cover are many and varied. That means you'll get exposure to lots of exciting topics. However, that means you'll need to learn lots of new vocabulary and terms. This can be overwhelming, and so we'll have quizzes every week to help you keep on track with the different vocabulary that we'll be covering. Some of the weather phenomena we'll discuss include tornadoes, hurricanes, thunderstorms, El Niño and La Niña, Earth's energy budget, global and local wind systems, cloud type and formations, and natural disasters. We'll cover more than that, but this gives you the general idea. To finish up today's lecture, I wanted to bring your attention to some of those recent dangerous weather events affecting the U.S. I'll mention three recent events. First, the polar vortex. Just a week ago, a good portion of the U.S. was caught in the grips of below-freezing temperatures, gusty winds, and snow and ice. As a result, schools, businesses, and jobs were all shut down and disrupted. People lost their lives. This was due to a change in the jet stream, which we'll talk about in detail later this semester, and the fact that this fast wind in the upper atmosphere was traveling farther south than usual. It is the boundary between warmer air from the tropics and cold polar air. If this band of wind moves south, it allows more of the U.S. to be affected by cold air masses that formed over the polar region. Second, we had Hurricane Sandy in 2012, a devastating hurricane that hit the East Coast in October 2012 that took at least 253 people's lives. It affected seven different countries from the Gulf Coast to the Caribbean to the East Coast. The cost is estimated at $65.6 billion in 2012 dollars, which would make it the second costliest Atlantic hurricane behind only Hurricane Katrina in 2005. We'll talk about hurricane formation and how they intensify and why this particular storm did so much damage later in the semester. Third, I wanted to mention the Joplin tornadoes of 2011. On May 22, 2011, a catastrophic EF5 multiple vortex tornado destroyed the town of Joplin, Missouri, injuring over 1,100 people and killing 158. It was the deadliest tornado in America since 1947. We'll talk about how we determine the strength of tornadoes and what the EF5 rating actually means. We'll discuss what a multiple vortex tornado is compared to a single vortex and why that multiple vortex tornado is so much more dangerous. For our next class, be ready to discuss atmospheric composition, the thermal structure of the atmosphere, and how pressure changes with increasing altitude. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us again for our next podcast. Goodbye!